My name is Joseph Santiago. I live in Hilo right now, and I got hurt carrying somebody out in front of me, and I fractured the vertebrae in my back.
Santiago was a combat medic in Afghanistan in 2008 when he was injured. Since then, he had two vertebrae replaced and four titanium rods and screws embedded in his spine for support. But that was not the beginning of Santiago's Veterans Affairs nightmare.
It took 6 years for them to finally get my paperwork through. You know, I'm going to the emergency room once a week because I can't walk. And I'm getting turned away from the VA because they're saying we don't accept walk-ins. So you got to leave, go to the emergency room if it's that bad. I go to the emergency room, I get charged for the bill. The VA in Hilo has three doctors, over 5,000 patients, and that's an impossible task to try to assume you're going to do a good job. No way.
Meanwhile, VA Pacific Islands Healthcare System Director Wayne Pfeffer wants to reach out to veterans like Santiago to assure them he is working to cut the average 145-day wait time for new patients and get veterans off wait lists by increasing physician workload.
The number of patients per physician in the VA, the standard is somewhere around 1,300 patients per physician. Our physicians were accustomed to a lesser number of patients. We've also opened up Saturday clinics, evening clinics, and we're in the process of doing that. So we're opening up the access the best way we can.
The Spark M. Matsunaga VA Medical Center has seven full-time physicians and is in the process of hiring three more. VA Care System Chief of Staff Dr. Bill Dobbs says medical care is at a high level, but access to that care is a problem.
You know, history's history. Can't change any of that. It is what it is. But we're working very, very hard on fixing the access problem. We've hired a locums physician to come in to give us more support while we're hiring. We've implemented processes to expedite our hiring process, which is always a challenge.
The goal in 2 to 3 months, according to Director Pfeffer, is to cut the wait time for new veteran patients to 30 days. But one of the complaints by many veterans is the 1-800 number that is not responsive or adequate for emergency medical needs. Director Pfeffer says an assessment is forthcoming.
We have a call center that takes those calls, and if the system is not working, then we add staff to keep up with demand and all. But if it's not the system they desire, we need to change it because they're not working for us. We're working for them. So that needs to change.
But for veterans like Santiago, it's part of the VA nightmare. Santiago has traveled to Oahu three times since January and has yet to see a doctor.
The VA in Hilo waited till the day before I'm supposed to have my appointment to make the plane ticket. Hawaiian Airlines is completely booked, so I wasn't able to make that first appointment. They rescheduled me another 3 weeks out. Same thing happened. They waited till the day before to make the flight, didn't get seen. So that's why I'm here today. A complete waste of time. Now I come back on Thursday to see the doc, and hopefully they'll have the plane ticket ready to go.
Santiago says he's trying his best to be positive, to have hope, but the VA is not helping.
I'm 32 years old. I don't want to just make $2,000 for the rest of my life and be a loser. I want to go out and go to college and make something of myself and do something.
The VA Pacific Islands healthcare system serves 50,000 veterans. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.